In their living room at their home in King, Lisa Visick and her 23-year-old daughter Hannah are enjoying collages and artwork that Hannah made at the Enrichment Center in Winston-Salem.
And let's see where you've started. Look at this page. This page is all in blue. What's this? Oh, it's a teapot.
Hannah was born with developmental disabilities and attends classes at the center 4 to 5 times a week. The petite young woman smiles with big dimples as she describes how she feels about her progress in the program.
It makes me feel happy. It makes me feel wonderful. It makes me feel with joy.
Visick moved from South Florida to King, North Carolina in 2006. Hannah has been on a waiting list to receive services at the Enrichment Center, also known as the ARC, or Association for Retarded Citizens, for the past 6 years. She was admitted into the program in January.
And she, on the way home, tells me what she did that day, and she talks about her friends and how her friends are encouraging her and how she encourages her friends to do their best. And, you know, sometimes pottery breaks and sometimes a drawing doesn't turn out just right.
Winston-Salem-based CenterPoint, the agency mandated by the state to oversee these services, expects to lose $1.7 million of its federal block grant funding, while at the same time it's having to spend a lot of money to transition to new management and service delivery format mandated by the state. Compounding matters, the state legislature unexpectedly sped up the time frame to meet the new Medicaid waiver rules. CenterPoint CEO Betty Taylor.
At the same time, especially in these economic conditions, you see the number of individuals needing behavioral health services rising drastically, and just over the last couple of fiscal years, the number of consumers that we serve has increased 19%.
As a result, they're an additional $5 million in the hole, so they're asking the counties they serve to advance them the funds they need now from the money the state will require them to pay CenterPoint in the coming years to help get them through the transition. Commissioners in Davie and Rockingham counties have already approved the request. During the process, CenterPoint and Taylor have been criticized for being top-heavy in administration and staffing, including providing salary raises for merit and educational achievements in a time of tight budgets. They've also been accused of mismanaging some of the agency's resources. But Taylor says a lot of the scrutiny is unfair.
We have been required to add positions, almost 60 clinical positions in-house that used to deliver services out in the community under private providers. And if you look at the history of merit raises given to all our staff over the last several years, it's been very minimal. And very minimal at a time when they were assuming broader responsibilities, putting in longer hours, meeting tougher challenges.
CenterPoint Human Services says 48 providers are affected by the funding cuts, which are retroactive to July 1st. Medical director of the agency, Dr. Chad Stevens, says he worries about the systemic impact of more funding cuts.
We're seeing a significant impact already. The amount of utilization of emergency rooms continues to increase, and this is a significant concern about how this impacts folks' ability to receive services and receive services in a timely manner. It'll keep them out of crisis.
And there's
a bubble,
a water bottle, and then there's a blue car, and she's got blue.
Visick is an artist and recently lost her job at a local art gallery. She struggles at times to pay the $40 monthly copay for Hannah's program. Visick says she worries about the impact of funding cuts on families like hers.
If something happens to 1 or 2 days, wow, moms and dads could lose jobs, they could lose hours, they could lose money that they desperately need. A lot of us in this family situation, we don't all make a lot of money. I mean, that 1 day or 2 days could really affect our income, and finding someone to watch that person or take care of that would, wow, that would be a real hit to lose the day and have to pay more.
CenterPoint officials say whatever amount the counties approve, that money will go directly back into services for mental health, substance abuse, and developmental disability programs. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.